Lower-income Idahoans are still struggling 5 months after the state reopened in-person businesses. Audrey Regan reports on what new census findings say about income loss in Idaho.
Businesses in Idaho remain open even as coronavirus cases surge, but that policy decision doesn't mean Idahoans are faring better financially.
Despite some economic indicators seeming to turn around, our economy remains in a really deep hole in many ways.
That's Alejandra Serna Rios, director of the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, the nonprofit that published a new report based on census data. The report found that nearly half of Idaho households earning less than $35,000 a year are still experiencing income loss. The report also says almost a third of middle-income families could not afford all of their basic expenses in the past month. Serna Rios says the problem isn't just unemployment, it's underemployment too. Many lower-income Idahoans work service industry jobs, and in the COVID economy, hospitality and restaurants have struggled.
You may be working, but you know there's not as much demand in the particular business you work for, so you may have fewer hours.
The report calls for policymakers to provide direct assistance to Idahoans and state investment into public services for long-term recovery. Audrey Regan, Boise State Public Radio News.